Well, these look nice. I'll wait some other time, though.
We have time. Well, that's just, well, that's been my indulgence.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a lot more than that. Well, I reckon you're going to vote for Mr. Perot.
I don't know if I'll have a chance. He is not a candidate yet.
He is. He's running.
I went to hear Clinton and liked him.
Well, he was on the morning show. He was interviewed by Brian Gumbel or whatever.
He was on for an hour.
And he had some good answers. And it's the first time I've heard him.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter what you ask him, he had specific answers. And people have been criticizing him because he, you know, said, what is he going to do? He's going to do this, that, and the other. But he doesn't say how.
And this is Clinton, huh?
Yeah. And he outlined how.
He did a good job with it.
But he did a great job. I was really impressed by him.
He answered so specific, so he made it a.
He's given it a lot of deep thought.
You know how that is. And,
when I saw him, I felt he came here to FAMU. He was taking definite positions even then.
Mm-hmm.
And in response to some challenges, he had some very antagonistic questions. He answered them very well, and answered some of them by saying, well, I just disagree with you on that.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's good. Well, Clinton's wife has had a lot of, she's rubbed a lot of the wrong way because she's does wrong thinking, you know, and expresses it more. not as tactful as he is.
And not as tactful as Barbara Bush, who says nothing.
Right.
She just smiles and pats people and so forth.
Well, the president's wife, they want to stay in the background unless it's Nancy Reagan. She could stay in.
She was the foreground.
I wonder if Bush even has a chance.
Mm-hmm. I think he does. I'm afraid he does.
I'm afraid he does, too.
I won't vote for him. I didn't vote for him.
One of the things that I really can't understand is his continuing support of Quayle.
Well, President Bush just doesn't
understand. I don't like the way he
feels
on it, but he has not backed Quayle anymore.
He hasn't real. I mean, he
feels like he ought to back him.
Now, that's a point I understand. Bush seems to be in another world.
He doesn't relate to
He acts like he's never worked and he's never known anything.
He had.
He
doesn't go to the store or drive a car.
Never had. And you know,
must have a better life.
You take President Franklin Roosevelt, he didn't do it, but he could relate to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
But he was at Warm Springs, right? The farmers who were having such a rough time and everything, he'd stop. First the field, he'd stop and talk to them personally. And could talk on their plane. And it's a difference in the person.
You know, it's just a very remote possibility that Bush is your cousin.